Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. So glad to see you all here. And there is sunshine this morning. After all that rain past week, we have sunshine this morning. We're glad to be here. We also have the sunshine of the Lord shining upon us, and we thank the Lord for that. Okay, just a few announcements as we begin our service. Notice there in your bulletin, just a couple things I want to remind you of. First of all, just following today's service, of course, is our fall CBM meeting. Everyone is invited to stay and participate in that, and we will have, of course, a meal following the service, and we certainly would love to have everyone stay and just enjoy that time of fellowship here together with each one. So hope that you can stay and be a part of that, and then following that is the CBM meeting. Also, just a note, if you've been coming to the Bible study following the CBM meeting, we're going to have the Bible study. So we've moved that time up a little bit, and that's so I have time to get to Elk Run at 5 o'clock for the Love Feast service. So I got a busy day, don't I? That's kind of one thing to the next, but you each are invited to that as well. Maybe you've thought about coming. I hope that you do. The service will be there at Elk Run. It starts at 5 o'clock. And it's the Love Feast service. So I hope that you will come and participate and be a part of that. Also, just want you to know there that the deacons are working on a sunshine box for Joyce Clatterball. They would like to start a sunshine box. And of course, Joyce had a stroke and is in a nursing home. And so they were just trying to do some things to cheer her up. And so the box, there will be a box in the kitchen for anyone who would like to share a card or a small gift. I think we did something similar for Jean maybe a month or so, a couple months ago, and that was a real big thing. I know that she really appreciated that, and they're going to do similar here for Joyce Clatterball. So if you would, keep that in mind, and maybe as you're out shopping, pick something up to kind of encourage Joyce. You can do puzzles, I think, or maybe coloring books, or just something that she can use there while she's in the nursing home. Okay, are there any other announcements that you'd like to share?
North River is SCA or PTA or whatever you want to call it. They're collecting things for the mission for cake boxes and icing that they're going to take because when kids have birthdays up there. So they're collecting that and they're going to deliver that. And they're also going to go to two of the homes. Bridgewater Home is one of them. And they're asking for things like kind of like what you're doing with Joyce, little hand things that they're going to
right. Yeah, the residents there. Okay. Megan, she's got. Okay. Okay, that sounds good, Megan. Appreciate that. Megan said she's going to put a flyer up there and the Narthex on the bulletin, and she'll post that there so that I have the information about the collection that North River School is doing for Christmas and for the residents at Bridgewater Home and another facility as well, but another home, but we're not. Okay. Thanks for sharing that information. Janet?
The choir would like to have a little run through.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you, Janet, for reminding me of that. Following the service, the choir had been practicing, and we really only have one more opportunity before next Sunday, and so we're going to have a little run through of the music following the worship service. Maybe I better cut it off quick today so we can get all this finished. Little note to self, Darren, don't preach too long. So I'll try to keep it short. That way we can get everything accomplished. Anything else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this glorious day. Lord, thank you for the CBM that's coming up. And Lord, this the fellowship meal as well. Lord, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to fellowship as your church. Lord, we are your people. And we've come here this morning to just sing your praise and to glorify your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we just seek you fill our heart with your Spirit during this time. Bless us with your good things. And Lord, we seek to bless you with all that we have. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. us stand together for this morning's call to worship. Find this inside your bulletins. And it's looking at portions of Luke chapter 10. It says, "In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and instead have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and hear what you hear and have not heard it." Let's turn our hymnals, page 399, Higher Ground, page 399. Take just a couple minutes to share our prayer list, our prayer concerns, our praises. A couple I have for you that I'd like you to keep on your list. First of all, if you would, continue to pray for Joanne's sister, Linda Knott, if you would. Just continue to lift her up in prayers. Linda is out of the hospital, praise the Lord, but she's still recovering. She had an infection in her legs, And it's just kind of a slow recovery. So if you would, just pray for God to be with her and God to continue to heal her and just give her the energy and the strength that she needs to get better and get well. So our prayer is certainly with your sister, Joanne Linda. Also, if you would, be in prayer for Eldrie Willer's dad. I don't know if you heard that yet, but Eldrie Willer's dad went hunting, I guess, yesterday morning, and he has not returned. And so they're not sure if he got turned around or if he's, or what's exactly happened. His name is Kearney Campbell. So if you would be in prayer for Mr. Campbell, there are parties out searching for him right now. I'm sure they have all through the night, and they continue to search for him. And so we just pray that they're able to locate Mr. Campbell and to get him help. You know, it got fairly cold last night, and so he was out in the elements, we know. We just pray for, we just pray that he's found and he's found safe. So if you would, just be in prayer for that family, for the Campbell family there, as Kearney, that they will find him. Also, okay. Also, I have good word, report from Faye Hall. Faye is continuing to do well. We've been praying for her for the surgery she had on her brain and for her vision. And she was just praising the Lord for all the good things that she is. Her vision is coming back, and she's working on some of the adult coloring books and doing well at that. So she was just so thankful. And she wanted me to make sure to tell each of you to just thank you for all the prayers that you gave for her, and that she felt those prayers, and she feels God working in her life. So praise the Lord for that, and we look forward to when they can come back. Of course, with the different sicknesses and things going around, they're kind of being precautious and just taking their time, but eventually her and Ken will be back with us, and we look forward to that. So what a good report there. Also, we want to, you know, we got, of course, Joyce on this. Our thoughts are for Joyce for this sunshine box, but we want to continue to pray for Joyce, for Vaden as well. Continue to keep her and him in your prayers, if you will. We have a praise in our family on Monday. Aiden will turn 13. So praise the Lord for that. We are rejoicing with that. Of course, we need all the prayers. We got two teenagers now in our home. So please be praying for me and Deborah as we deal with two teenagers. But he's doing well, and we're just so proud of both our boys. And so we just rejoice and are glad for this celebration. Any other praises or prayer requests that you'd like to share? Robin? Okay, Tabitha, and she has shingles. Oh, wow. Usually don't get shingles when you're in your 30s, but that, I know that's painful. So, oh, praise the Lord, Robin. Yeah, I heard a couple other people say that too when they came in. We're finally, virus and flu free, which is, isn't that something? Well, we'll certainly be lifting her up in our prayers, Robin, and just pray that goes away quickly. So I don't think they give the shot out to the shingles shot until you're like 50 or something. So, yeah, maybe older than that, 60? She's warning you, right? It's very painful. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Vance, if you would, continue to pray for my granddad, Vance Knott.
Huey Sprouse.
They found out he has cancer. Okay. Any others? Gail?
He fell day before yesterday and blew himself up pretty good.
Okay. If you would, just lift up Gail's dad. Remind me of his first name.
Steve.
Okay. Thank you, Gail. Others? Ronnie?
Scott Loki is a co-worker of mine.
Okay.
His grandson, Grayson Scott Loki, was born 4 weeks ago with half a heart.
Oh.
He had surgery, and he's got more coming.
If you didn't hear that, would you be in prayer for Grayson Loki, who was born with only half a heart? And so be in prayer for him and for the surgeries, I'm sure, that are coming up for that. So, any other prayer requests? Pam? Okay. If you didn't hear that, Terry Whitmer, if you would, be in prayer for Terry. Been in an accident on a motorcycle, hit a deer, and is in UVA. So thank you, Pam, for sharing that. Certainly be in prayer for Terry. Anyone else? With that, I'm going to call now on our ushers to come forward and to collect our tithes and our offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Gracious most heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for all the answered prayers. Lord, we seek you weekly. Lord, we seek you daily. Father, we continue to see your hand of healing, and Lord, we just give you all praise and glory. Lord, you've heard the names here lifted up this morning, Lord, and we just pray for each one of those names, Lord, as well as those unmentioned, Lord, but we carry those names in our heart. Lord, we just pray your will would be done, and Lord, that your goodness would be received in all these situations. Lord, we praise you because you are good, because you answer our prayers, and Lord, because you attend to our every need. There's nothing, Lord, in our life that is not overlooked by you. Father, you care about our needs, and you care when we're sick or when we're hurt or even when we're lost. And Lord, we just pray right now that, Lord, your will would be done. And Lord, again, your goodness would just be received in each one of these situations. Lord, we praise you always because, Lord, you are so worthy and deserving of praise. Lord, we give our offerings this morning because, Lord, you are so worthy and deserving of our offering, Lord. All that we have is yours. And, Lord, we seek to give that back. Lord, I just pray a blessing upon each of the givers here, Lord. And, Lord, just pray, too, that you will continue to lead and guide this church. Even as we enter into our CBM meeting after church, Lord, we're continually seeking your direction and your guidance, Lord. And, Lord, help us to seek to follow you in all that we do here at Moscow. Lord, I pray, too, that you'll bless us the remainder of this worship service. Let our hearts just truly worship you, and our minds that they might be fixed on the good things that are in your Son, Christ Jesus. We praise his name here together. It's in the name of Jesus we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, our youth can be released now. Children's Church, Youth Sunday School can be dismissed. And if you're still with me, I want you to turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 10, looking at a familiar story here of Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha. So Luke chapter 10, and looking at verses 38 through 42 here. Verses 38 through 42. You know, next Sunday, of course, we will be officially starting our holiday season. We'll be kicking off the holiday season with Thanksgiving, and then following that, following Sunday, we begin our Advent season. So it's all going to come kind of rushing towards us at one time here, starting next Sunday, and things will kind of get busy for all of us, I think, during that time. I know they do for me, and I'm sure they do for you as well. And this year, of course, Christmas falls on a Sunday. Isn't that a blessing? I enjoy it when Christmas is on Sunday because it seems right that we all just come and worship and just worship the Lord here on that special birthday celebration of the Lord. So I hope that you're thinking even ahead towards that. Hope that you'll be here and be a part of that celebration of the celebration of our Savior's birth. And for today's lesson, though, I've chosen a story that kind of reminds us that while the weeks are going to get busier for us, and as we'll see here in Martha and Mary in our story, how busy Martha was making arrangements and planning, all that sort of thing that goes into our Christmas season. There's lots of activity, isn't it? Lots of planning, lots of parties, lots of doing. And the idea, though, is that we don't forget our priorities, that we have Christian priorities. That's how I've titled this, the Christian priority. And we have a Christian priority, don't we, which is important. And we need to make sure that even as life gets busy for us and our activities increase, that we don't forget our priorities and to put God first. Okay, let's pick up here in our story. And looking here at verse 38, and it says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, are you worried and troubled about many things? But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" Again, this story, I think, is about priorities. And reminds us that there are priorities in our life, and that certain things need to come first. We need to be prioritizing God. We need to be prioritizing Christ. In this moment, we see Martha was so focused on serving that she forgot that Jesus was there in her home. She was so focused on making sure that it was a flawless experience that she misplaced her personal commitment to her worship and to her adoration of the Savior first. I want you to notice there in verse 40, it says Martha was distracted. Martha was distracted with much serving. And I think distracted is the very word that I want you to hear this morning. That word, distracted. That's the word I want you to keep in mind this Christmas and Thanksgiving. That we don't want to be distracted by all the busyness, by all the things that are happening around us, by all the events, by all the parties, all these sorts of things. We don't want to be distracted from what our priority is as a Christian. That is to put Christ first, right? And we can get so busy with these other things that we are distracted away. Martha was distracted in all her busy work. She was focused on the wrong things. Now, that's not to say what she was doing wasn't important. Certainly, she was doing a good thing there. But notice that it was just her priorities got mixed up. She was more focused on her service there than she was on her worship. And Jesus kind of called her out on it, as he tells her here, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed." And Mary, of course, her sister, is the one that had chosen the good part. You know, God wants our heart of worship, doesn't he? He wants our heart of worship, and he wants to make sure that he is first on our list. Now, I want to spend just a few minutes kind of, again, going over maybe what you could call a checklist of our Christian priorities. A priority is something that's important, isn't it? Something that we place first in our life before other things. If you have a priority, it's something that you place before other things. And Martha here, she had gotten her priorities mixed up. And so he says here, "Martha, Martha, you're worried about the wrong sorts of things. Be sure that you're putting the most important things first." Now, I want to start out here with what should be first in our Christian priority or our list of priorities as we go into this holiday season. Well, number one on my list, you can write this down, is that we need to put God first in everything. And all that we're doing, God is supposed to be first, isn't he? Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Really, the first thing on our list is that we'll be seeking God first in all that we do. Now, Martha, I think, like I said, she was doing a lot of good things here. She was serving and she was making sure that the event went well. But the problem was is that she wasn't putting God first. Even in her service, it wasn't so much about Christ, but it was about making sure the event went well. And so again, she kind of missed that priority, didn't she? She didn't put God first. God wants us to put him first. He says here, Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." I think in Christmas even, we can misprioritize. We can celebrate Christmas without Christ. There's a lot of people that do that. The world will, much of the world, will celebrate Christmas without ever celebrating Christ. Isn't that sad? We have to be careful, Christians, that we don't do the same thing. That our priorities are straight. That we are celebrating the reason, the purpose of our holidays, which is to magnify Christ. Even as we get into Thanksgiving, think about it. The purpose is to give God thanks, right? It's not just good meal, and which probably most of us will eat. Maybe we'll eat a little too much. I know I will. But the purpose is to give God thanks, isn't it? And if we miss out on that we're falling into that Martha. We're just serving. We're just doing. We're just busy work. We're just activity. It's just gathering that has no real purpose and meaning or eternal meaning. Or as Jesus said here, Mary had chosen the better good. The good part, which will not be taken away from her. That's the eternal blessing. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to put him first. Now, the reason for putting him first is because, believe it or not, it's the absolute best thing you can do for you. The best thing that you can do for you is to put God first in your life. Now, the world tells you the very opposite of that. The best thing you can do for you is to put self first. Isn't that what the world says? The very absolute best thing that you can do for you, the world tells you, is you just need to focus on you more. You just need to let all things be about you. Let you be the center of your entire purpose and universe. Let all things be about you. And the world says the more that you seek after you, the more fulfilled, the more accomplished, the more all these wonderful things that you'll receive in your life. But God doesn't say that. God says if you want purpose in your life, you want fulfillment, you want real good in your life, don't seek yourself. Seek me. Seek me. That's so different than what the world says. World says seek self. God says seek me. When we seek self, it doesn't promise what the world says it will promise. That if you seek self, you'll receive all these things. But the truth is that you just end up empty-handed. The more you seek self, the more the self wants, right? The more the self desires. And the more you feed the want, the more discouragement grows in your life. Isn't that just the exact opposite of what the world tells you? You continue to seek self, the more self wants, the more you feed that want in your life, the more discontent you become in life. Matthew 10:39, Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Notice that. It's not seeking self. He says, if you're willing to lose your life for my sake, not seeking self, but seeking me, then you will truly find it. Put God first, because it's the absolute best thing that you can do. You know, it's not only the absolute best thing you can do for you, but it's actually the best thing you can do for others as well. You know, when I'm putting God first, when I'm seeking God first, I find that my relationships with others are at their best. It's when I'm focused on self, that's when my relationships with others start to fall apart. Because it's all about me. It's all about my feelings, how I feel, what I'm getting, what I'm not getting, how I deserve or what I deserve. It's not just the best thing for me, it's the best thing for others, for my family. Now, this could be an important rule as you get into the busy time because you'll be around family. You know, I think one of the most prominent times that families have division or they have arguments or they have trouble getting along is during the holidays and during funerals. I find that during those two moments when families are coming together, that there can be more potential for blow-ups and divisions and fights and bickering and all this. And I think one of the best ways that you can prevent that is, again, focusing on putting God first. That's the best thing you can do. You get into all these family get-togethers and gatherings, the best thing you can do for your family is to focus on God first. It allows you to treat others even the way that you desire to be treated. Okay, putting God first. Number two, serving others with gladness of heart. I think that that's something that we need to keep in mind. Two greatest commandments, love God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy mind. And then, of course, Jesus said that to love thy neighbor as thyself. So the second commandment is not forgetting that we are to love others, to serve others with gladness of heart. Now, Martha was serving here, but notice her service was before her worship. And Jesus is saying, make sure your priorities is right. It's not that you're serving here, but that your service is being put before your worship. You know, what comes first? You know, the old question, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first, worship or service? And the Bible says, worship should always come first. Out of our worship do we serve. It's just kind of a response. It's a response of our worship. Now, if we're serving and we're not worshiping, then God says it's not service that I'm glorified by. Think about that. There's a lot of people today that are service-minded. Serve, 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 serve. And maybe that's how they define their faith, but there's no worship in it. There's no worship. It's just dead service. I don't think there's any eternal work that's being stored up for you. There's no good that God's being glorified by because you're just doing work. And you're just service-minded. The service must come forth from the worship. If it's not a part of the worship, then it's meaningless. It doesn't serve any purpose or eternal or spiritual purpose in our life. It's just service. We want the service to be an extension of our worship, and the worship must come first. There's another story where these same figures are gathered around another meal, John chapter 12. You can read that. At that particular meal, though, is where Lazarus has just been raised from the dead, and Martha and Mary are there again. But we see Mary, in that moment, she takes this ointment. Remember, she anoints the Lord's feet, this spikenard, very pricey ointment, and she anoints the Lord's feet, and then she takes her hair and wipes his feet with it. And there is a beautiful picture of worship and service. She's serving the Lord. She's anointing him for burial. And she's doing that as an act of worship. And it's just a beautiful picture of worship and service coming together. We have to make sure, church, that we are serving out of our worship and not just serving to serve. Okay, number three, we need to remember our witness and to witness our Christ-like love of God. The Christ-like love of God to others. And I think there's a real opportunity to do that as well through our holidays, through Thanksgiving and Christmas, that we can continue to love as God loved us. I think it's a great opportunity to share our faith with others and to show others how much God has loved us, and we desire to love others in the same way that God has loved us. You know, everything at Christmas is, it seems most things are kind of pointing towards the love of Christ. And we have a real opportunity to share that love with others, to kind of build off of all that's going on and make sure that others are seeing and hearing the love of God as well in our life. We can witness Christ at Christmas really, really well. And we do that through our humility, our generosity to others, our love, our grace, our peace, our kindness, our goodness, our self-control. These are all the things that we should be witnessing in our Christ-like love at Christmas. And lastly, and on my list of priorities, is that we need to keep mindful that we should be inviting others to come and see, to be a part of the Christian faith, and to receive Christ even as we have. We want them to hear that. We can't overlook that. There's a great opportunity to not only to witness our Christ-like love, but then to invite them to church. Maybe there'll be events here that allow you to just share with someone an invitation. Come to church with us. Be a part of what's going on. And invite them. I hope that you do. I hope you take advantage of that. Maybe there's someone that the Lord will put in your mind that you can just give them a call or say hello and then just invite them. Maybe they're not going to church anywhere. We need to keep in mind that time is drawing near, isn't it? We see the things happening in our world around us, and you just think, Lord, you are soon to come quickly. And we need to make sure that we're inviting those around us that maybe haven't received Jesus yet to come, to see, to be a part of it, and receive Jesus too. We don't know how much time's left, right? But I tell you, the way you see the world happening, the way that things are happening in this world, it's not going to be long. And we need to make sure that we're encouraging and inviting others to be a part. We don't want to miss that opportunity. Lord comes, and they haven't received. The door's closed. That's it. We missed our opportunity. We need to make sure that we are inviting those around us to come, to hear the message of Jesus, to be a part of the fellowship of believers before it's too late. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again that just this quick reminder of priorities, Lord. We know that things will get really busy during this next couple coming weeks. And Lord, I just pray that we can focus on these few things, that we're keeping you first, Lord, and that all that we're doing is to glorify you, even our service, Lord, that we are witnessing your love and your goodness to others through all that we do and say, and Lord, that we are encouraging others to receive your Son Jesus, even as we have received him, into our life. Lord, that they might experience the goodness that comes through having a relationship with your Son Jesus. Lord, help us to do that, I pray. Help us to not be distracted, but Lord, that we might be focused on the things of God in these coming weeks. And Lord, that they will be meaningful even more to each one of us, because, Lord, we are so focused on the right things and not distracted by the wrong. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you. Thank you for this word of encouragement. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather now in our closing hymn, page 42, and it's Seek Ye First. We haven't sang this in a while, but it's a beautiful hymn. I think it's one you'll be familiar with. And so I invite you now to stand and sing. Number 42, Seek Ye First. Beautiful hymn. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this reminder. Lord, we know these weeks are going to get busy. Lord, again, just help us to stay focused on your Son Jesus in our life. And Lord, as much as we're putting him first, Lord, you will help us. You'll help us in our relationship with others. And Lord, you will help us to be the men and women, Lord, the people that you've called us to be as your servants. Lord, I pray a blessing upon the meal now that we will share together. And Lord, just thank you for those that have prepared it, Lord. Just pray a blessing upon all those that have worked so hard. And Lord, just pray a blessing upon each one of us that will receive it, Lord, that you will bless it to the nourishment of our bodies, Lord, and to the nourishment, Lord, that we need to continue to serve you faithfully each day in our life. Lord, we just, again, give you all praise and glory. Bless each person as we go forth from this place till we meet again. In Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.